Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Reclaiming Power and Place is the name of the final report recently released in response to the national inquiry into the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada. The 1,200-page report presents testimony from an extensive truth-gathering process that began in September 2016. The National Inquiry's guiding principle was, "Our women and girls are sacred," and the authors state that women are the heart of their nations and communities. Their distinctive roles and responsibilities are crucial to helping communities thrive. They are viewed as the first teachers and mother of nations. They are healers, land defenders, and water keepers. The report is broken up into three sections: establishing a new framework, encountering oppression, and healing families and communities and nations. The final section is entitled Calls for Justice. The report shares that a key teaching is about the power and responsibility of relationships. The history of colonization has altered Aboriginal people's relationships to their culture and identity through targeted policies. Colonial violence, as well as racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia against Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited communities, has become embedded in everyday life. Whether this is through interpersonal forms of violence, through institutions like the healthcare system and the justice systems, or in the laws, policies, and structures of Canadian society. The National Inquiry did request a 2-year extension due to the difficulty in reaching all who wanted to be heard in a trauma-informed way, but that request was denied. The National Inquiry concluded, "Violence experienced by Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited peoples amounts to genocide. Authors recommend that Canada investigate the feasibility of restoring the Aboriginal Healing Foundation and create a national police task force to assess or reopen cases." Authors also share that despite the inquiry's best efforts to gather all of the truths relating to the missing and murdered, no one knows an exact number of the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and people in Canada. The fact remains that First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people are still here, and that the population is growing speaks to the resiliency of Indigenous peoples. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.